In a dank, nearly forgotten sub-basement of the state capital, the average network finds Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger planning his strategy for the March 2nd California primary. This is Chapter 9 of Mr. Schwarzenegger Goes to Sacramento.
Ow! Ow!
Wo ist der Geld?
Sprache!
Arnold, are you sure this is a good idea?
He's the state controller. He knows all about money.
Ow! I don't know! Ow! Cut it out! Why don't you whip Cruz? Ow!
State Provision 42, Subsection 19, Paragraph 5 says it's illegal to chain the lieutenant governor to a wall and whip him.
But it's legal to do it to a state controller? Ow! Oh.
Well, yeah, Steve. Provision 42, Subsection 19, Paragraph 8.
It lists all the state officers I can have whipped, Steve. It's fantastic.
Oh, that isn't very fair.
You're right, it isn't, but you're a Democrat, too. Otto.
Wo ist der Geld?
Ow, that hurts.
Boy, Arnold, you're sure mean.
Cruz, I can't chain you and whip you, but I can send you to stand in the corner.
Oh, all right, I'll be quiet.
So, Mr. Giddy, what are you found out?
Just call me Jake, Arnold. Hell, I feel like family anyway. I are found... Damn it, now you got me doing it. I found out that every time I pay off some dame you grope, three more up here. But they're getting cheaper now that Nancy Reagan and Maureen Quayle have been paid off.
Ow,
but I've also found out that there's lots of people who don't love you, Arnold. Lots of them.
Gee, what a surprise.
Cruz, shut up.
Golly, Arnold.
Otto, still, ist alles.
Jawohl, mein Herr.
Sehr gut. Now, Jake, what do you mean there are people who don't love me?
Well, Arnold, it's pretty complex.
Total Recall complex?
Kindergarten Cop complex.
Himmlischer Gott. Ach du lieber. That's fantastic.
I told you it was hard, Arnold. We can't just borrow our way to financial solvency.
That's how we make movies. We borrow against the box office and repay out of profits.
Arnold, old man, I like movies, too. The San Joaquin Valley, though, it isn't a movie. Big Sur ain't a movie. Silicon Valley, that ain't a movie either, Arnold.
He's right, Arnold. See, I told you.
Cruz, knock it off.
I was just agreeing with Jake. Boy, you're really mean, Arnold.
Cruz, go stand in the corner.
Oh, man.
Jake, the state's got other bonds due in 4 months. We have to have some big bucks by then.
Arnold, I'm a detective. Hold bake sales. I don't know.
We were thinking about compulsory car washes.
Maybe we could hold sexy legislative slave auctions. You know, bid on a date with Elton Gallagher.
Who in their right mind would do
that?
Who
said they have to be in their right mind?
Cruz, back from the corner. I like it. It's fantastic.
Thanks, Arnold. Gee, it's dark over there.
Well, I don't know why we can just use my bond measure.
Arnold, if the interest rates rise, and they will, we could end up paying $40 billion on a $15 billion loan.
Otto, let him down and clean up. We have Gavin Newsom in a half hour.
Don't worry, mein Herr.
But Wesley, we made Terminator 1 for
$40
million.
Arnold, California is not a movie. It isn't a bodybuilding competition. It's a place full of 32 million people.
Some of whom make movies and build bodies. And hey, Giddy, when are you going to find my hair?
Oh, here, Cruz. Is this yours?
No. No, my hair was a little more like Wesley's. This is an old monkey's wig, signed by Davy Jones.
Huh. Must be one from my collection.
Mr. Governor, California can't be run like a studio. And with the balanced budget amendment, the interest rates are going to cripple our emergency services, our schools, our highways. We won't be able to keep up because we can't lock the interest rates if Bush
takes the
economy.
But we've got billions of old debt coming due in June.
You should have let Cruz win, Arnold.
Oh, thanks, Giddy.
You're not kidding, Jake. It's fantastic.
And to top it all off, there are 5 distinct groups of people in the state. There's dames you've groped.
Oh, boy.
It's a voting block, but not as big as the people who like you and want you to succeed.
That's two.
Then there's the people who think you're nuts, but don't wish you any harm. Lot of them.
3.
Then there's a whole big bunch of people who think you're an egotistical boob and you're gonna ruin the state.
Wait, that's only 4. What about the 5th group?
Well, there's a bunch of people up near Yucaipa who've never heard of you. Might be a growing trend, but I'm not sure yet.
Well, let's look into bake sales, car washes, and legislative auctions. Maybe we could auction Sheila Kuehl. She's kind of annoying.
Hell, Arnold, there's lots of annoying people if you want to do that. We got Dana Rohrabacher, David Horowitz, Bob Dornan, Pete Wilson, and Gray Davis.
If we could tax people for being annoying, our problems would be solved.
That's Chapter 4, Subsection 52A of the State Tax Code. It's already written in. Back in 1889, they just figured if you wanted to live here, you had to be annoying, so they taxed it.
That's fantastic. California is a pretty strange place.
Maybe you should go home to Austria, Arnold. You could do a remake of Sound of Music. You could play Hitler.
Coos, back to the corner.
Gee whiz, Arnold.
The Sound of Hitler, sort of like Mel Gibson's The Passion. What am I saying? I mean enough trouble.
Chapter 9 of Mr. Schwarzenegger Goes to Sacramento was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network. All celebrity impersonations were created by the Beer Alley Plant Sculptors and Lawn Bowling Team of Sausalito, California. All accents were approved by Dr. Hamajun Lescooley of Preppy Dine Mass College's Department of Oral Noises in Saline. This is Pablo T. Flies asking you to stay tuned.